those people that longs to expose yourself. GoDaddy.com has everything you need to expose your inner brilliance to the world. And this podcast contains a special code that you can use to get brilliant discounts at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
Live from a diseased tree. That's right, we're branching out.
It's Punky!
This is Punky.
Oh, Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Someone's invaded the forest.
It's wrong, isn't it?
Someone's invaded the forest. They've pulled out all the twigs. They've dismembered a root. And we're now not earthed.
No.
Can you see what I've done there?
Nice.
Yeah. Looks like we might have to branch out.
Hey!
Hey, you've reached Punky Radio. Well done. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
I'm Tony Hearn.
And the show's all over the place this week, before it's even started. And it's only going to go more all over the place as well.
I'm thinking so.
This is the Needles. We know this much.
Ah.
And in the forest, of course, they're the Pine Needles. We've got, hopefully we've got five great songs for you this week. They're all British.
Are they?
All British this week,
Come on.
We've got news about a Wonk Unit and Dead Identities gig tomorrow night. We've got news about a Fuzz Tones gig this Saturday, so I'm very excited about it. Crazy Fuzz Tones have sent me the wrong thing, though. But it's all right. We've got their advert. They got that bit right.
Okay.
So rather than the show promo at the end of the show, we're going to be playing an ad for the Fuzz Tones gig this weekend. Because the fact we've got the great Rudy Protrudy talking,
right?
We've got to hear him.
Brilliant.
There's news about Ruby Bresnott and why my wife wants to kill her. We've got US iTunes reviews coming up.
We have,
and loads of emails, loads of messages, loads of MySpace comments. News about where we finished in the podcast peer awards. News about me featuring on Air Out My Shorts, another podcast, and two magazine reviews.
Really?
Are we going to fit it into an hour?
I doubt it.
I don't think so.
So look, let's get straight on with the first song. Anyway, we're recording this on Tuesday, Wednesday night, Black Market, Warsop.
Yes, in Warsop.
More news of it later on, but one of the bands on, we kind of sorted it out for them, is Wonk Unit. And we love Wonk Unit, but Tony, this should be easy, really.
Uh-huh.
What's their website?
Wonkunit.com.
He knows it's Tony One, Internet
yes,
Nil.
Come on.
Air Out My Shorts, that's how you do it. You get the website right, that's how you get a point. More of that later. Anyway, this is one of their free downloads from the website.
All right, yeah.
That I just spotted yesterday, and it's a real winner. So let's have it, yeah, shall we?
Shall we?
Can you do the beds thing? And I go, this is Wonk Unit. They'll obviously be on our top 24 on MySpace. This is Candy.
Candy, but none for the eye. Big old Mandy, chewed a double whoppers in the valleys. And up in the sky, the buzzer glides over the coyote.
Wow. That's great, innit? We love Wonk Unit. We love Wonk Unit.
That's like an epic.
It is an epic for them. It's like an album. That's 3.5 minutes long. Because I listened to it, I thought it was called Mandy. But it's not, it's called Candy.
Right.
I suppose they couldn't call it Mandy, in case they got mixed up with Manly Barilo.
Remember they played that live. Remember it now. From Block Party 6. Hey,
I really don't remember much about Block Party 6, I'm afraid. Hey, I didn't mention, we've got not one but two Words of the Week this week. We've got some Word of the Week inquiries as well. And we haven't updated Swear Esperanto for a couple of weeks. So by the time we do, there's going to be another half a dozen words on there. But the thing is, Tony, I've been as busy as a one-legged cat bearing shit on a frozen pond recently.
Have you?
I have, over the last few days, mate. It's been mad. More of that later. Shall we crack on?
Let's do it.
MySpace latest comments. Now, our MySpace profile goes from strength to strength. And the Purple Burglar Alarm 7-second video on it is great.
It's class.
It's absolutely brilliant. The proper Mrs. Edwards has watched it. She was pissing herself. Absolutely everyone seems to piss themselves. Thank you so much to Corey for sending us that. Absolutely brilliant. Our MySpace profile is myspace.com/punkyradio. If you are a MySpace friend of ours, leave us a comment. If you're not, put in a friend request. Loads of people have started MySpace accounts just so they can be on
talk
our
to us.
Show, because like loads of people that I get, we're like, they've got two friends and it's Tom and us. Right, and I'm going, oh, fucking nice one, man, that's good. So look, if you leave us a comment and it's funny, it'll get read out. We have got our favourites. There are people that come back every week and some of them do great comments, as will become apparent during this. Here goes. But I do try and look out for new comments from new people as well. Try and open it up.
Because you're always looking.
Because I'm always looking.
Always
looking. I am always, but I haven't been on our MySpace profile as much over the last few days because I've been working hard.
Always working.
I've been hard. I've been working it, baby. Right, so the first one's from Kayla, who we do hear from quite a lot. She's one of our principal listeners, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just learned that it's a bad idea. Oh, I might have done this last week. No, because we did that last week. So I've just learnt it's a bad idea to try to paint my nails while listening to Punky. Just got to the Purple Burglar Alarm bit and ended up with Polish all over my fingers. Oh, Polish.
Polish.
There's so many Polish in Mansfield, we're getting confused. The woods are full of Eastern Europeans. Ended up with Polish all over my fingers. I guess I learnt my lesson. Great choice in bands this week. Oh, and some of the Punky phrases I used in my speech.
Yeah.
You know, she said she did a speech at college.
Yeah.
And used some of her phrases. She said some of the ones she used were always looking, always
looking. Always looking.
And Gooper, Gooper. I just hope she started her speech with going, Gooper, Gooper, here's my talk. That's Sandwichy Surfers, man. I love them. All right, next one. This is from one that we featured last week as well. Rach, a.k.a. The Jaded.
Right.
And we did confuse a few of her friends last week when we accused her of being a man. We've got a bit of this man-woman thing going on this show.
Yeah, we find it hard to tell in the forest. Everyone wears tights.
I know. Yeah. And some of them girls with their massive clitorises really confuse us. Hello there again. Bored shitless, so decided to stalk you for a bit. Also, to correct some things you smacktards got wrong. First, thanks for the mention a couple of weeks ago. A few confused people suffered as a result. It was a good day. Also letting you know, I am not a dude, thank you. Neither is Ruby Soho, which is a rancid song and a name I use on my email to, ironically, stop stalkers. One more thing, fuck smudge, as word of the week. It stemmed from an interesting incident where my friend got some ice cream on her bed when she was watching a movie with her boyfriend and her mum came to look for a hairdryer.
Okay.
But the thing is, did her mum walk in, see the ice cream on the bed and said, is that a fuck smudge? We want more information there. It can't make word of the week because it's got the word fuck in it. And that's exactly what we're trying
Which
to get
defeats
away.
Defeats the purpose.
It does defeat the object. We're trying to get you to use alternative words to swearing. So great word, and I will probably use it again.
Fuck smudge.
I've got a fuck smudge on my trousers.
It's a classic.
There's a fuck smudge on my jumper. Here's a long one from the Laughing Man. Now, the reason that I'm reading this out is because later on in the show, we've got a poetry corner from the Laughing Man. Gooper, Gooper, I'd have left a comment a day earlier, but I've been evicted from my apartment. I'm currently staying over at my friend's ex-girlfriend's house. The one with whom I invented Den Deutscher Swiss Finlanderdam, which, as we pointed out, could quite simply be Holland.
Yeah.
And we're having quite a blast without going into too much detail. Anyway, the reason I was evicted involves Punky. Yay! Upon receiving the notification, I read it, and it simply said, you are hereby removed from the buildings on the grounds of reckless endangerment of residents and pets. That would be grounds enough, I think. excessive volume complaints, listening to Punky at max volume because it's fucking great like that, and having wild parties every other week. But is he having Punky parties, and is he leaving fuck smudges all over the sofa?
Let's hope so.
Number three, damages, walls broken, the people under me, ceiling cracked as well. And number four, being an overall danger to the balance of the living environment.
Right.
After reading the note tacked to my door, I kicked the thing down, called myself a moving van. Why he called himself a moving van, I don't know.
Very odd.
I think he probably ordered a moving van. I don't think he just stood there and went, I'm a moving van! Loaded my furniture up the same day and had it stored in a rental storage facility. Then I went downstairs and yelled at my landlord to go take his pan-headed, knob-cramped pigskin bus and shove it into a blender. He looked at me like I was absolutely out of my mind, and I farted on my way out. That was for you, Paul. Thanks.
Bless.
Well, now life is back on track, and I'm feeling all right. Sorry about the length of this. Hope to hear a new Punky sometime soon. Here it is. Cheers, the Laughing Man. P.S. Sharing a bedroom with your friend's ex can be quite entertaining. I'm sure it can.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Tony, have you been spending any time with Luke's ex-girlfriend Lydia recently?
Not recently, no.
Fair enough. Might be quite interesting. Right then, this one's okay. This one's from Anna. Oh, must be read in a snotty voice, for I'm deathly ill.
Poopa Goopa. Hello, manly men of Punky. Tis I, Anna. I am here with a word of the week for you. It is Butch Kit. No, it's not a kit to make you butch. It's actually the lowest form of emo-ness ever. Oh, it's Butch Kit. It is someone so pathetic that they can't even be emo. Why? Because they are too fat. Yes, indeed. It is one of those fat kids who attempts to pull on girls' pants, but it only results in a mushroom effect. And they cannot slit their wrists because of all the fatty tissue. So they must resort to slitting their ankles. Hope you use it. Have a toppy week. Loves, Anna.
Now, the thing is, Anna, I was with this. We might get Butch Kit onto the Swear Sprint, though, because it is clearly an abbreviation of very, very Butch Kitten Blood.
Kitten Blood. Kitten Blood.
Yeah. Right, but when you said have a tuppy week, I'm afraid that freaked me out, Anna. Because what you've basically there is saying, have a cunt week.
Yeah.
I'm like, just,
I don't know, is that a good thing?
I think it's Punky's up to his ears, isn't it? Hey, you are. Oh, this one's from James McGee.
Right.
Hey, you ugly gippo monkey bashers.
Hi.
I thought the way you made Tony read out my iTunes comment was, well, entertaining. All I did was copy and paste Punky Rocks loads of times. Easy. Plus, the music last week was some of the best I've heard on your show. Sorry, Paul. Don't know what he means there. That's great news.
Great music.
Anyway, stay great. James, Swindon, open brackets, no longer in Swindon, close brackets. So, James McGee. So, James, you are really the artist formerly known as James Swindon. Right, this was from Rhino. I didn't know they could type. Thanks for adding me, guys. I just want to say that the only reason I joined MySpace is because of you smacktards.
Yes.
I've always been scared of it because it was all the emo kids at college would talk about, and just the thought of joining made me want to slit my wrist. Kimblood. Anywho, love the show. Keep it up, boys. Rhino. Last one. This is from Bear. We can't go a week without mentioning
Mr. Bear,
can we? You get so excited. Chicks want my trousers. That sounds like a fantastic name for a band, stroke album, or a T-shirt design, perhaps.
Always promoting.
Always promoting. Good idea, Bear. Chicks want my trousers is a good one, isn't it?
It is, actually.
Hey, yeah. We might do that, Bear. We might do that. Thank you very much. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Right, Tony. Podcast Alley.
Podcast Alley. It's a new month.
It's a new month.
So if you haven't, obviously, if you haven't voted for us yet this month, and it is only the third today, please vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com. Top of the screen, there is an important please vote for us link. Click on that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish. We read out the best comments and here they are. I think we're doing quite well again, even though it's only the third.
We're doing okay, but look, we do. Look, let's just make a big push at the start of the month and not fucking
and
doing
not
this
really push
all,
it afterwards,
all the time.
Yeah.
But look, please do. If you get the chance, please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. It helps a lot.
It helps us lots.
Look, we've run out of music
and
here, mate.
Our ego's going.
We've already been chatting for 9 minutes.
Oh,
or rather,
rubbish.
I have.
All right, then.
But it's all right, look, because this is great. And it's quite short.
Nice.
So,
okay.
Good work.
Someday soon, y'all will be in the top 10. Scuba's to you.
Yeah.
Peace, my nipple.
Nice.
Punky and Crew rule the punk podcast Roost. And that's just from admin.
Roots!
Roots! First vote of the month. Goopa, Goopa! I got my vote in before they started begging for votes in the show. Got some HSBC Bob.
Yeah, that's the way of the Bob, isn't it?
I think so.
Well, if not, it doesn't matter. That's a great thing to do. Get your vote in before we ask you.
This is the guy who commented in last week, and the show kind of screwed up. And I think we kind of lost the comment in the...
Oh, that's a shame.
In the bark.
And obviously, we haven't brought the comment again.
No.
It's gone
so
now.
So sorry
forever.
About that. Hey, he's been mentioned this week. Sorry about the mistake last week, folks. Punky rocks. I think you're shit. Paul
Thanks.
B. Stop abusing Tony, and Tony, get fucking laid, you fuckstart. Keep up the good work, you smackdards, on Paddlers in Oz.
Thank you. I like Australian listeners, even when they call us shit.
It said it with heart. Brilliant. Ooh, yes. I love you guys. If my podcast is ever even near the quality of your podcast, then I will be happy chappy. You guys are the shizzling shizzlecocks. Ha ha, woo! That's from Sam Rose.
Sam, that's Sam and Phil, Phil and Sam's... They've got two, Phil and Sam podcast and Sam and Phil's music podcast or something. Make sure you give them a listen sometime. They're starting up.
I think they are the proud owner of a T-shirt.
Oh, are they really? Well done, then. So thank you very much.
So he's automatically cool.
Automatically cool.
Awesome. Just discovered this crazy duo and will continue listening because of their originality and awesome music. And that's from Bobby T, 132.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
Crazy duo. We are a bit crazy. You guys are the fucking shit.
Yes, we are.
I've been hooked ever since I stumbled across your show on iTunes. Anyway, keep it up from Captain Steve.
Thank you very much, Captain Steve. Yeah. That's great.
And finally... Once in a lifetime, a podcast comes along that changes your life. This is not that podcast, but it is the podcast uniting fans and bands across the lands. Paul and Tony rock the tree trunk. That's from Amberance.
And Amberance, I haven't forgotten your box of flakes.
Have you done that yet?
No. Well, I haven't sourced them.
Okay.
Until I've sourced them with my special sauce.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Yeah, box of flakes with a fox smudge on the top of them, I think. Hey, Tone, do you know what?
What?
I'm going to let you read emails and messages as well, because I was reading loads of other stuff for ages.
Okay.
There's just one.
Hey, up.
Oh, now look, you're going to have to do
it. No, I can't do it.
Tone, Northern accent, please.
Hey, up. Just been browsing Amazon for some freebies, and I see you can buy a Berserker controller.
Berserker.
Doesn't tell you if it's Morning Wood compatible, but you never know. Also, whilst jamming in York last night, I was surprised by the lack of dead Scotchmen littering the streets. Apparently, you can only kill them at certain times of the day and within the city walls. Damn the EU for interfering in our legislation. Which brings me to the test we use instead of purple burglar alarm. Get them to say, curly whirly.
Curly whirly.
Funny as fook. Cheers, Vinami, old Tuppy. Fat boy.
Cheers, Fat Boy. Fat Boy is one of our new best mates, I think.
But he doesn't like my singing.
He doesn't like your... No, he does like your singing. He was only joking about that. He was only joking about that.
Okay.
Yeah, don't panic. Next song, Destructors 666. Now, we like Destructors 666 because they were a band ages ago called The Destructors, and they reinvented themselves. And now they are regularly releasing stuff. And what they do split CDs with other bands, so they support other bands around their area as well. They're brilliant. Well done, Destructors 666. We're going to play a song called Serb, or S-E-R-B. You'll see why. Thing is, Tony, what's their website?
Is it destructors666.com?
It fucking is. It's Tony 2 Internet Now. This is S-E-R-B. Ready?
Yep.
Good.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire! Mushroom,
sense of one,
forceful.
So then, how about that? S-E-R-B, Destructor 666. It's from a single called... Wow!
It's called Whoa!
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's
called
Sturm und Drang, which means, in English, Storm and Drang.
Storm and Drang?
I think so, yeah.
Like it.
I think so, yeah. Right, let's hear from Crazy Microscope, shall we now? That's good.
There he is.
Especially as a Microscope's proper band, Accidents of Scotch Garden and the Numbskulls, will be featuring shortly. So that's quite cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got... Right, I'm going to review two magazines this week, and in this bit you're going to do our US iTunes
reviews
from last week as
well.
Which
I forgot.
Yeah. Right, now. Hey, well done, by the way, for turning down the CD already twice. I'd completely forgotten about it.
Always turning down. Come on.
No, Tony, always being turned down. I think you probably mean that.
Yes, I
will. So, and Destructor 666 will be on our MySpace, as will every other band this week. Right, so... Quite a while ago now, I got in touch with Nottingham University's unofficial music-type society.
Right.
It's more the punk and rock end of it, because I used to go there. Right. And they're only down the road from the forest. You can see the castle from there.
Yeah.
And they're as against the sheriff as we are. So I got in touch with them and said, hey, the magazine's called The Mic, and it's sponsored by Rock City in Nottingham, one of the best venues in the country.
Definitely.
And the society that make it are called The High Society.
Nice.
Which I quite like as well. Yeah. And now the episode that I've got, the issue I've got is issue 6, which featured a band called The Mystery Jets, but it also had information about The Liars, The Blue Tones, and they have album, single and live reviews, and they have news and photos of events that the students have got up to as well. And it's nice to know that Nottingham University is still as mad as it always was. Well done, you. And I think they're going to do a review of Punky in it. But it's quite nicely set up, you know, for a sort of student rag. There's a decent amount... I mean, I know it's not a good thing to have a decent amount of advertising in it, but it clearly sort of funds itself. It's not a... They're not like bloody, leeching, bloody students. And there's some really, really decent reviews of bands at place at the Social in Nottingham and the Rescue Rooms... Mm-hmm. I'm just seeing if there's any...
Anyone we've featured?
The Subways at Rock City. They went to as well. No, there hasn't been anyone that we featured so far. But don't forget, this is only issue... I've only got issue 6 here.
Right.
Now, the reason that we haven't done this before now is because we got this just at the end of term. So we wanted to wait for the freshers to come in. So hopefully we can get them some more readers.
Excellent.
Because it appears to be free. So watch out for it. And they've even got some decent info about not just Nottingham as well. I mean, in this one, they've got a bit about CBGBs being shut down and some infernal stuff about Alternative Hip Hop Part 2, which, quite frankly, I've ignored.
Right.
But they also have a very decent gig diary.
All right.
Which kind of picks out all the things students... actually will want to go to, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So well done then, basically. High Society. I'm just looking to see if they've got a website as well. I thought they did have. It might be worth... highsock.com. Try that.
Right.
HIGHSOC.com. That's certainly... If you'd like to email them, email the mic, THEMIC, at highsock, HIGHSOC.com, to find out more about them. And thank you very much. And they've got loads of people working on it as well. Well done, then. And thank you very much to Steve for sending this off. Right, then. That's magazine number one.
I miss Nottingham Uni. It's great.
Because you went there as well, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I made an odd noise with my mouth then.
I know.
That
one. Yeah.
what was that all about?
It was the bark.
Yeah. Hey, what was I going to say then? Yeah, it's very important, if you can, that you leave a review for us on your iTunes, whichever one you get.
Yeah.
We've moved up the UK chart again. We're on the featured 15.
On the front page thing.
On the front page. We're 11 now.
Nice.
And we were 14 when we asked people to iTunes review.
So it does help.
So I think it does work. So please do help us out, because the more that we get reviews, the longer we'll stay on this featured page. So thanks.
And we want to be there.
Yeah, we want to be there.
Okay, so these are the US iTunes. Because we asked you a couple weeks ago to... If just write Punk is Great and your name, and we'll read them out. People have gone a bit further in places, but thank you all for us.
And obviously, anything less than 5 stars, and we're going to come round your house and give you a fuck smudge.
They were indeed all 5 stars. Okay. What is Punky? Punky's great. That's from Kelly DS.
Thank you, Kelly.
Punky's great. Title says it all. Punky's great. From Dane Wilson.
Thank you, Dane.
Punky's great.
Tuesday mornings at work would not be the same without you guys. Thank you so much. That's from Holly in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Holly in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And you're probably going to get this more like Tuesday afternoon.
That's not far from Fishtown.
Ah.
Yeah.
God, Fishtown, it's been a while. I haven't been in Fishtown in ages.
No. We were nearly in Fishtown this morning.
Really, I know. We managed to save ourselves from all the bark. You told me so. Bunky's great. From MJRY.
Thank you, MJRY.
Marjorie.
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 Thank you, Marjorie.
Probably tech speak. Bunky's great. Bunky's great. Listen today and your life will be changed, possibly even for the better. And that's from Anonymous.
That's quite nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, no one, for not saying whether we're going to change anyone's lives for the better or not.
It's a possibility, though, isn't it? Punk is great. Just wanted to let you know you do have listeners over the age of 15. Gooper fucking Gooper.
Yeah.
I listen at work and it makes my Tuesday. By yeah. Crash.
16 and a half.
Fucking perfect. This is everything you could ask for in a podcast. Crazy people broadcasting punk music from the tree. How could you ask for more? From LB.
LB, when you put it like that, I find it very hard to disagree with you.
I know. Yeah. That's the second time we've been called crazy.
Yeah, I know. And you're not.
No. Just insane. Totally wicked. This show is great. You get to hear punk music and listen to a couple of chaps rant about. Just give it a listen and you'll be hooked. If not, you're just emo. And that's again from Anonymous. Quite a popular chap.
Thank you, Anon. He gets around.
Yeah. Relatively.
round, get around. Go get around in.
Ooh. Relatively awesome. It's got kitten blood. What else can I say? That's what I say, Wankington.
Relatively awesome.
Relatively awesome.
Thank you, Sir Wankington.
I don't know what relative
fuck
to.
Fuck smudges all over your house.
Fun show. Goopa. I love your show. You play fun tunes and always keep me entertained. Thanks. From Pack Vibe.
Thanks, Pack Vibe. Always keeping entertained.
Goopa. Punky Radio is by far the best podcast in all the land. With proper British swearing, new words introduced each week, and proper British punk from all over the world. And even on occasion, the proper Mrs. Edwards, she's very quiet. You may only download it once, but after you do, you'll be guaranteed to be always listening.
Always listening.
That's from Pegleg Pete, who
thank you, Pegleg
was
Pete.
Last week's Is a Twat nominator.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say.
Goopa, absolutely brilliant. I can't say that I'm normally one to post reviews and such, but it simply must be said that Punky is brilliant. As if five songs by great punk bands from all around the globe isn't enough to keep you tuning in each week, toss in a heaping helping of Paulie B and Tony, two fabulous smacktards who have made words like Kittenblurred and cockknockery a part of my daily conversations. And you end up with an hour-long podcast that cannot be beat with even the mightiest of berserkers.
My mighty berserker!
Truly a great listen from a pair of jitbags that clearly are always looking.
Always looking.
Always looking. And always that's from Random looking. Gimp.
Thank you, Random Gimp. You should get together with us, Sir Wankington and Anonymous.
Yeah.
And have a fox smudge party.
And take a picture and don't send it us.
Yeah, buy t-shirts, take a picture and send it to Crybaby Emo Kids. That should finish them off. Right. Last but not least, in this section, I want to talk about Devolution magazine. Now, I've been in touch with Devolution magazine for a while now, and their issue 10 is just out now. Price £2.50 from a number of stockists in the UK and also one or two in the States as well. All so right. Watch out for it. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not going to have time to read out the stockists, but look, they've got a website. They're on our MySpace Top 24, and it's a really, really nice magazine. It's a goth metal, punk, art, fashion and noise.
Nice.
And in the issue, we've got the latest one, which is, because it comes out quarterly, this one's out until the end of October. And it features an interview on the back page with Devilish Presley, our friends. There's loads and loads of good stuff in it as well. They got their readers to do a top 10 punk albums ever. Loads and loads of live reviews in it. And a lot of photos are kind of fetishy, gothy sort of stuff, and like that doesn't sound very good, does it?
Fetishy gothy.
Yeah, fetishy gothy sort of stuff.
Brings a few bells.
There's also, in my wife's opinion, the ugliest woman she's ever seen in this magazine, but obviously it wouldn't be polite of me to say which woman that was.
Finding the picture.
Answers on a postcard. But there's loads and loads of good stuff, and they really get around these people because they were at Download and they were at Reading and they were at Leeds, and it's just a great magazine, Tone. There's loads of album reviews. And they also review unsigned stuff and demos and EP, so it's really worth getting in touch with. I'm just seeing if you want to, if there's somewhere here a contact address for getting in touch with. Let me see here. I should have sorted this out, really. Devolutionmagazine.co.uk.
Brilliant.
or myspace.com/devolutionmagazine. Get in touch with them. It's a fantastic magazine, and they had a free. There's a free CD in this issue, which isn't called Devolution. It's called Devolume. Can you see what they've done there?
Nice.
And it's a load of unsigned bands and artists that they've got on, including Two Sick Monkeys that we meant to feature on the show, Submersed that I think we might have featured on the show in the past, and the very last track on it is by this wonderful artist called Paul B. Edwards.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and his fabulous punk hymn. I got a track onto this CD, and not that like we're scratching each other's backs or anything. What a wonderful CD, particularly the last track. And I've already had two orders for my CD on the back of this from people in the office at Devolution. They all want a copy.
Praise indeed.
Thank you very much to them. So look, the next one's out in November, but if you can get hold of this one, do.
Is it monthly or bi-monthly or
it's quarterly?
Quarterly.
It's quarterly. It's a really fantastic magazine. You find out a lot of stuff, and it also gives you a bit of a sneak into the underground scene. And there's some pictures of big boots as well. Boots, I said, Tony, boots.
All right. Sod that then.
My only problem with it is that I didn't agree with their top 10 punk albums. But then that's the whole thing about it, isn't it? There's so many.
Okay, what was number one?
Number one was Nevermind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols. Okay. That's fair enough.
Okay.
Should we do the top 10?
Go on then.
Their top 10, they had The Offspring, Ixnay on the Ombre, which, you know...
That's not the best Offspring album though, is it?
No, and it's not a classic punk album anyway. At nine, The Damned. Now, I fundamentally completely disagree with that because there's no question Machine Gun Etiquette is the Damned best punk album.
Okay.
At eight, Green Day, Dookie. Again, you know, it's...
Good album though.
It is a decent album, but it's like there's so many better punk albums than that. Especially when you see... Right,
okay, what's
number seven, New York Dolls. New York Dolls, again, you know, it's glam rock, really.
Well,
it's only just punk.
Aren't they? They're back now.
Oh, well, that must be why they're number seven then, Tony. Number six, Misfits, Walk Among Us. Again, I'm not a massive Misfits fan, but I know a lot of people are, so I'm going to let that one go. Mm-hmm. At five, Iggy and the Stooges, Raw Power. Again, it's not really a punk album.
Right.
It's more of a rock album, really. Four, Rancid and Out Come the Wolves. Fair enough, that is a very, very good album by the best, in my opinion, modern-day punk stroke ska punk band. At three, The Ramones, fair enough, but Rocket to Russia is better. At two, The Clash, London Calling. I can't argue with that. And at one, Nevermind the Bollocks, Sex Pistols. So, they've got it's about half-right.
Controversial.
It's about half-right, yeah. Of course, if they want the definitive top 10, they should have come straight to Punky.
Obviously.
But there you go. Right, next song, yeah? Seeing as we've run out of music here. Now, this is an example of not only our MySpace, but our strategy working.
Strategy.
For what we want to do. This is by a band called A Human and His STDs, right?
Right.
And this ticks every single punky box because they didn't get in touch with us. They just went to our MySpace page. They saw the thing on there that said submissions.
Yeah.
If you'd like to submit to us, send a CD. They did. This is great because it saves a load of time. We know we've got the relevant permission because they've sent us the CD to play. I had a listen to the CD. This is very American, right?
Right.
And the track that I'm playing is kind of a cover version, but it's kind of not as well, because it's The Devil Went Down to Santa Maria. Thing is, A Human and His STDs, I'm just going to ask you, what is their MySpace address, Tony? It's already 2-0 to you, by the way.
MySpace.com/STDs?
No.
Okay. What was it? What was the band again? Human and the STDs.
A Human and His STDs.
MySpace.com/Ahima?
No.
MySpace.com/Ahima and His STDs?
Yeah, but is it an and, A-N-D, or is it an and,
it'll be an
the
and? It'll just be A-N-D.
It'll be A-N-D.
Yeah. You can't use ampersands, really.
I'm probably going to have to give you that. It was your third go, but I think we're going to make it Tony 3, Internet 0.
Oh,
is it...
Just got in the net.
Is it a decision that can't be in any way reversed? We'll find out after this. This is The Devil Went Down to Santa Maria. This is A Human and His STDs.
Unfortunately, he ran into four punk rockers, 40s in hand, looking for a meal. Said, listen, I'll bet you I can play a punk rock show that'll knock your studs off. If not, I'll give you all the beer you want. Well, they finished those 40s and the bet was on. A Human and His STDs strapped their dildos on.
Devil went down to
rock show, well, it was over. They played Four Kids from Slow to Grover, but the fact was apparent that the state was clear. The devil had won, they didn't come near. While cleaning up the blood, Satan walked to the beer. He put his hoof out, confirming their fears. Said, listen, I won, fair and square, so give me what I came for and I'll get out of your hair. The punk rockers laughed, cause they had won. They sold their souls to punk rock before 2001. And the devil cried, never seen a demon so glum. So they jerked him off, just for fun.
That's nice. That's from an album called Punk Rock Ballads for the Ugly and Unloved. And I think we've got them on our MySpace. If we haven't, I'll check. But we'll get them on our MySpace top 24. If not, it's myspace.com/ahumanandhisstds. Right, so we're going to keep this tight, aren't we here, Tony?
We are. We're running a little bit
because we've already been gassing on for way, way too long. So I've got a nice little poetry corner. This is Zombie Ghost Train again, just because it's a short little bed and we like it.
Yep.
And this puts us under pressure to get through our bit.
Let's go.
And this one comes from The Laughing Man. You know, we heard from The Laughing Man before about how he's been evicted. He's been evicted. He now lives with his mate's ex-girlfriend in her room.
Right.
God knows what's going on there. Right, so here goes. Gooper Gooper, in response to my recent eviction, I've written a nice little poem. Here it is. Goopity goopity goo, I've been evicted boo-hoo. I live on the streets eating leftover meats, how the fuck are you? Cheers, The Laughing Man. Now that, quite simply, is a shit poem. If you think you can do better, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Poetry Corner.
We'll read a Matt Goodabar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clearly.
Right. This week's is a twat. If you have a twat to nominate, please email
Tony,
me.
Yes, I haven't asked if you've got a twat yet.
Oh, sorry.
Tony.
We're powering through it.
Tony, have you got a twat?
I have, sir.
Very good. Let's hear it.
Okay. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me. Tony@punkyradio.com with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Thank you all for your nominations recently. Still need some more. Thank you very much. Try and keep them relatively brief. This is from Kayla.
Hey.
Long time listener. I've got a group of twats to nominate, if that'll work. Yes, it'll be fine. Aside from my love of good punk rock, I also love theatre and am part of my school's drama club. Over the summer, we showed up at school to clean up all our dressing rooms, which had previously been used as rooms in school suspension, and to clean out the balconies where the props are stored. It was a lot of hard work, but by the end of it, everything was clean and organised. Earlier this week, when I showed up to school, I was greeted with the news that a group of fucking wank stains on the duvet of society had broken in and destroyed our stuff.
Oh no!
Yep, they slashed up our couches and screens, open boxed and threw the contents around, and smashed our props, broke our light board, which will cost us $6,000 to replace.
Bastards.
Needless to say, I was livid. Yes, I can imagine. Seeing as you both are performers, I'm sure you can sympathise with the destruction of our stuff.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
We had some this morning.
Yeah. Some vandals bark in the bloody bunker.
It was Sir Guy of Gisborne.
It was. The git. Anyway, since we've yet to catch them, nominating the group of vandals from Mandarin High School for Is a Twat is the only thing I can do right now, and that's from Kayla.
Absolutely, fair enough.
That's fine. So, the group of vandals from Mandarin High School is a twat.
They really fucking are as well.
That's from Kayla.
Right, well, look, we're rushing on here, aren't we? Because we're going to get on with the next one. This is Axminster Scotch Guard and the Numbskulls.
Yeah.
We've been meaning to play this for a while, and this is actually the reason we're playing this week. It's called BBC Bastards. Mm. Is because in response to the TV licence song that at the moment is on our MySpace profile
player
that we played a few weeks back, and response to this BBC Bastards, Judgmental is going to be making an appearance next week.
Okay.
And Judgmental is going to decide once and for all whether we should, in the UK, have a TV licence or not. As you know, I agree with it.
Yes, you do.
A lot of our listeners don't. What the judge decides goes.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Axminster Scotch Guard and their Numbskulls. Tony, what's their website?
It was punkshite.co.uk.
That's not working.
No, it's not.
No.
So I don't know anymore. It's probably MySpace, isn't it?
I just think it's probably nothing. But they are on MySpace.
So it's probably myspace.com/Axminster, is it?
Or something like that. No, it's probably /punkshite or something. But look, it doesn't matter. This isn't... You've already won this week.
Thank you very much.
It's 3-0. We'll half this
one. Feeling good.
Like in the Ryder Cup. It's 3.5 half.
Okay.
Okay, it's 3.5 half. So unless you really fuck up the last one and I decide to appoint, decide to award me and the internet a load of points, you've won this week, Tone. Well done, you.
Thank you.
So here goes then. Axemen's of Scottish Guard and the Numbskulls, BBC Bastards. Nice finish. That's Robin Bastards, BBC Bastards, from Axemen of Scottish Guard and Numbskulls, who are, of course, playing Block Party 7.
Is that to confirm to December 27th?
December 27th, yeah. It's going to be great. And this is the Planet Smashers.
Nice.
Loving them. Loving them. So, Tone.
Yes.
Well, hopefully you're going. I am definitely going to a gig tomorrow night.
Yes.
At the Black Market in Warsaw.
Find out details at blackmarketvenue.co.uk.
Blackmarketvenue.co.uk. You've just got yourself a fucking bonus point there out of nowhere. It's 4.5 to 1/2.
Magic.
I know. It's a one out. Right. And it was supposed to feature some other bands.
Right.
But then Wonk Unit put out, this is the power of fucking MySpace, Wonk Unit put out a bulletin saying, can anyone help us out? We're supposed to have some gigs with the Dead Identities in Scotland. They've fallen through. We've still got one in Scotland. We need a couple of gigs up north. And basically, they've taken any gig to fill up the gaps.
Yeah.
For example, this evening, they've gone from Glasgow to Ipswich.
Fuck.
And now they're coming back to Mansfield. But because Warsaw is just outside of Mansfield. So they're going to be playing there tomorrow night. And Lenny, who books the Back Market, actually, he had mostly local bands, I think. And he said to him, would you mind if one or two of you dropped out? I'd like to get these touring bands in. Anyway. Yeah, great. So it's Wonk Unit, Dead Identities, and Minority. I think it's Minority
right.
as well. I think that's who it is. It's a quid.
It's a quid?
It's a quid.
Oh. To see Wonk Unit? A quid?
If you're in the area, go. It's a quid.
Jesus.
I know. What terrific value.
And I possibly could be working.
You might be working, Tony, but I have a feeling that you're going to be finishing a little early.
Africa might.
Yeah. So, yeah. And so, us and Lenny and Wonk Unit and Dead Identities. That's easy for me to say. between us, have managed to sort it out. So
brilliant.
I'm quite pleased about that, basically. Take that out. And so that's that. And then Thursday, I'm doing the University of Hertfordshire, which I call Hatfield Polly, to be honest with you. It's still Hatfield Polly. Friday, I'm doing my gig in Itchen.
Right.
Last Minute Comedy with Paul Sinhart and Rudy Liquid. Details of that are on lastminutecomedy.com.
Yep.
Saturday, I'm doing Jesters in Bristol. I'm emceeing, and it's a bit music-centric.
Is it?
Because there's me emceeing with a bit of music, a guy called Pierre Hollins, who's doing music, and a guy called Mitch Benn, who'll be doing loads of music. But it's great, because it's loads of music and comedy all night, and that's at Jesters on Cheltenham Road. And then I can take things easy, because I've already done a load of gigs in last week.
You have got a bit mad at the gigs.
Yeah. Do you know what? I had a brilliant time. I went to Exmouth last Thursday.
Right.
And I did... it was Roll College. It's kind of performing arts. What a combination. Performing arts and nursing. I think it's performing arts and nursing or performing arts and teaching or something.
Brilliant.
It's just asking for it. And I got down there early. Mm. And I booked into this ridiculous guest house that this lovely old Irish lady called Anne ran. And yeah, she was called Anran. Yeah, she's actually Irish from the Middle East. She was called Anran O Ahmed.
Oh, nice.
Anran Ala Shaughnessy. And then I got down the gig after, and we got set up. It's absolutely brilliant gig, really good fun. They made the mistake of offering the comics a free bar.
Mistake number one.
Now, the other two comics weren't drinking because they were driving and that. But this particular comic, Paul B. Edwards, not proud of himself, age 36, was drinking with people half his age. And I had a few pints of Guinness.
Right.
And then I thought, do you know what? I was with somebody the other week who was having a glass of rosé. And you know, I really like rosé.
Right.
So I thought I might shift from Guinness.
Really?
To White Zinfandel. Except I was drinking at Guinness speed.
Oh, right? Jesus.
So I was drinking at pint speed, but glasses of wine. So, and there's one of the guys behind the bar at one point said, fucking hell, mate, you've really dug into that bottle, haven't you? I went, yes, I have. I didn't take much persuading, but I went with some of the staff down to this pub that they said stayed open late and was a karaoke bar. I'm going, I'm pissed, come on, get me on there. Show me the way to go home. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. Right, I've got, I sing those to the old ladies. They nice. Love that. Wink at the old ladies. Right, and I'll make a good fist of Mac the Knife as well.
Yeah, okay.
Right, but we got down there, and there was no karaoke.
Oh, good.
But there was pints of gin and tonic for £2.50.
A pint of gin and tonic.
I love students.
Well, oh my word.
Well, they were showing up in practically pint glasses. Loads of ice in them, but...
Yeah.
So I got stuck into a few of those as well.
Gin and tonic.
Yeah. And then didn't remember much about the rest of the night. Got back, sort of crashed into the guest house. It wasn't that late, actually. It was about 1:30. Crashed into the guest house, and I'd arranged with Anne, the crazy Irish...
Anran,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd arranged with her. I said to her, when's breakfast? She said, between 8 and 9. I went, oh, that's a bit early, isn't it?
Yeah.
How about 10? And she went, 9:30? And I went, 9:45. She went, deal. And excellent. So she said that she would, basically, she would knock me up.
Right.
Right. At about 20 to 10. I didn't hear it. I did, however, hear a knock at 5 past 10.
Right.
So I went, all right, sorry about that, I'm late, I'll be out in a minute. So I packed my stuff up in a rush, I had a quick wash, went downstairs, and went up and said, there's my key, there's my 30 quid for my room, there's a kiss on the cheek, mwah, thanks very much, see you later, bye. And she went, oh, big girl, what you going to do about your breakfast? And I went, well, surely breakfast, you finished breakfast. She goes, no, I've been waiting for you to come down so I can cook you breakfast.
Oh, wow.
Well, thank you so much. So, excuse me. So basically, I had a lovely time.
Excellent.
I had a lovely time there. And then I had two murderous nights at Cardiff Jonglers, Friday, Saturday. Sound was rubbish. It's 350 people in the room. They can't hear you. You're just on a hiding to nothing. But hello to Ali that was down there. And on Sunday, I went to Stafford. And hello to any listeners we've picked up from Stafford, because there's only 60 or 70 people in this gig. It's a place called The Surgery. It's in an upstairs... It's an upstairs room at The Surgery. It's like a late-night music bar. Gig's been running 7 years. I've never done it before. Why not? did it on Sunday. Had a brilliant gig. Really enjoyed it. Sold 5 CDs after the gig.
Right.
Shifted 5 units. And handed out a load of punky flyers. And said, make sure you listen this week. We'll give you a mention. And we just have done.
Excellent.
Now, I still haven't done our word of the week. And we're nearly at the end of the show.
Right.
I'm actually going to save one of them.
Till next time.
Till next time. But the one that we're having this week... It's been inspired by the slow-mo pogo.
Really?
Now, I don't want you to maybe ask me two questions about how we found this out, but were you aware, Tony, that if your lover cleans her teeth before she goes down on you...
Right.
...the toothpastey business works a fucking treat,
really?
Let me tell you. Oh, yes! Oh, yes!
Always experimenting.
And the problem, Mrs. Edwards has decided to call it the polo blowjo. Clean your teeth and give head, girls. It works. That's what we're saying there. And I'm recommending McLean's, because that's extra strong.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the extra whitening stuff?
Well, do you know what? We are wondering whether just an extra strong mint would work. Because you can carry that around in your pocket far more easily than a tube of toothpaste. Because if you squeeze a bit of your tube of toothpaste on the bed, it might be mistaken for a fuck smudge.
Right.
We don't want that. But clean your teeth, give head. Now, I'm yet to find out whether the gentleman cleaning his teeth will have an effect. I'd say brush your tongue. It's good to be healthy. Brush your tongue. Gentlemen, try going down on your lady friends, having just brushed your tongue with a strong toothpaste. Let us know what happens. You might want to email Tony on this one. Tony at punkyradio.com. I'm sure he'll get more of a kick out of it. And he's in more need.
Charming.
That's all right, mate.
Thanks.
I've just got to see if I've got to sort out this last track now. So, look, we've just mentioned that... just mentioned the Wonk Unit gig. Wonk Unit on with Dead Identities. And we're going to be playing... going to be playing Dead Identities shortly.
Excellent.
I'm just looking down my order of business, see if there's anything I've left out. Let's just say hello to everyone in Wisconsin, shall we?
Yes.
Yeah, because... It's like Wicked Radio, and it's wickedradio.org, isn't it? Wickedradio.org or hussyskunk.com. They're the other people that we're currently syndicated to. I'm just going down if there's anything I've missed out here. No, I don't believe I have. We need to thank Alex again
for the MySpace group.
Punky owns. I haven't had time to talk about the golf book, the Big Sleep Wireless podcast. We'll do a little bit about the podcast. Oh, and the fan air out my shorts. Fucking hell. What's the timing? What are we on?
54 minutes.
Oh, 54. Ish. Shit. Well, look, let's do the last song and then we'll maybe play the outro twice. How about that as a deal?
Deal.
Deal.
Let's do that.
Deal. Right, so this is Dead Identities. Tony, you've walked it this week. It's 4.5 to 1/2.
Okay.
Can you tell me Dead Identities website?
Deadidentities.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant.
Piece of piss, mate.
Ace.
5.5 to 1/2. This is a record for you. It's a record.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm happy to say you do rule this week.
Thank you very much.
It's all right. This is called... that song we played by Destructor 666.
Right.
It's called S-E-R-B.
Yeah.
S.E.R.B.
Right.
And this is by Dead Identities. And this is S.C.A.R.E.D. Scared! Heard me say wait now, so that was it. I'm not sure why that did that the way it did, because that last bit was actually the next bit, and anyway, what's the fucking point?
I wonder if they just heard us talking over that.
Well, it doesn't matter if they have. They've only heard us talking over the last bit. Who cares?
Okay,
who's heard us talking over it? You're making that like Dead Identities are in the next room. They're really pissed off.
They might be.
We only talked over the bit that went goo. That was all. Don't panic, Mr. Mannerin. Don't panic, Mr. Mannerin.
Look, it's made of wood.
Yeah.
And it's not been varnished.
Yeah.
Right.
It's my cock! Right. I just want to say, before we start the last bit, there's the thing that I read out just now that said, Big Sleep Wireless? Big Sleep Wireless? What's he talking about? When I was in Cardiff last weekend, I was in a hotel called the Big Sleep, which I hate.
Right.
It's an office block that's been converted into a hotel, and it isn't nice. I mean, to be fair, they've only paid for it, so you can't really have a go. But it's just, it's not pleasant. But the staff there are really nice. It's not their fault, you know. I went in. I'd got my laptop with me, right? And I went up to reception as I'm checking in, and I said, "Hey, excuse me." I said, "Hey, have you got wireless internet?" And someone goes, "Oh yes, we got wireless." What you have to do, go into your room, you see a wire on the wall, plug that in. I'm going, it's not wireless if I've got to plug a wire. And she goes, oh no, that's right, it's not wireless, it's wire. Oh dear.
Oh, God.
So, right, thank you very much for listening this week. Make sure that you vote for us if you can. Podcastalley.com. Mm-hmm. Go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. Add us as a friend and do the activities on the page. There's lots of activities.
There's lots to do.
There's lots to do on there. It's sticky.
Visit
punkyradio.com, and while you're there, have a look through the dictionary, have a look through the gallery, have a look at all the bands we've played, have a look at the features bands, and most importantly, if you've got a few spare bucks, why not buy yourself a punky t-shirt? There's a little link on the left saying store, takes the cafe press. Just as an idea, people in the UK don't buy a t-shirt for a couple of weeks. I think you're getting stung for that on the way in. And Cafe Press are setting up a UK store.
They look like they're doing it,
and
yeah.
I found another T-shirt place as well.
Right.
That offers the same sort of deal in the UK.
Right. Okay.
Through Britcaster.com. Check them out. It's other British podcasters. Britcaster.com. So, yeah, if you're in the US, buy a T-shirt. If you elsewhere, probably don't for the time being while we try and sort things out. We need to get a proper worldwide merchandising deal. That sounds posh, doesn't it?
Worldwide merchandising
deal,
yeah.
We need a worldwide merchandising deal that we make fuck all off, but you'll get a T-shirt. That would be sensible. And if you can review us at iTunes, do.
It generally helps.
It really does help us a lot if you can review us at iTunes. So, this week's word of the week was...
The polo blowjoe.
The polo blowjoe.
Oh, God. The pressure.
Now, we know it works ladies to men.
Does it work
vice versa? Does it work postman to letterbox? That's what we want to know. We want to know. We want to find out. Email tony@punkyradio.com if you this week attempt... What's the polo blowjoe for ladies going to be? We haven't thought this through. The spearmint clit lick. Close enough.
Okay.
All right. Polo blowjoe or the spearmint clit lick, unless I think of something better. We want to find out if that works as well. In fact, I may try it out.
Come
on. I bet you... will you be trying it, Tony? On yourself?
My back doesn't bend that way. I couldn't move that vertebrae that I've been dreaming about. Just that one little bit.
And at the very end of this, you will be hearing an ad by the great man Rudy Protrudi for his band The Fuzz Tones, who are playing in London this Saturday. If you're in the London area with nothing to do, go there. It's going to be a brilliant gig. It's the 20th anniversary of when they first came over. It's going to be fantastic. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Hey kids, this is the Paisley Fog himself, Rudy Protrudi, calling all freaks, misfits, and ne'er-do-wells to come join the swinging soiree when the Fuzz Tones kick out the jams at the Crossfire 8 on Saturday, October 7th. The International Student House, 229 Great Portland Street, Regent's Park, London.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.